You know, I know a lot of school teachers, and for many years I've truly appreciated them and the work they do. And I also appreciate the trouble that they go through in schools with some kids are misbehaving, etc. And but one of the most important things that I see for school teachers is it's not just teaching them the ABCs. There's something more in it. You have to look deeper. You have to go and you have to look at the child and see if that child is suffering. If that child has problems at home, problems with his personal life, problems associating with society. And this is very important for a good school teacher to notice, because otherwise that child will have a problem the rest of their life. They'll have a problem learning, they'll dislike school, they'll dislike the teacher. But if a good teacher sees beyond all this and has love in their heart, lots of aloha, and tries to assist that child to see beyond their problems. Now, I'm not talking about them trying to be a psychologist, a psychiatrist. I'm talking about them being plain, ordinary human being. Somebody with love in their heart that cares for that child, that wants that child to go ahead and be successful. And I'll tell you one thing, you can never, never do this if you put that child down. If you lower that child, if you take the dignity away from them, it's the very opposite. You should try and praise them wherever possible, assist them wherever possible. And if you yourself as a teacher find yourself getting angry at a particular child for a particular thing, stop and think about it. Go beyond that problem and look again and see if that child is suffering. Because if that child is suffering, there is nothing in this world worse than to see some youngster who's gone through hell. Maybe they've got a lot of problems at home. Maybe they don't understand what their parents are doing. Maybe they don't understand what life's all about because of their young age. And this is, again, this is where a good teacher comes in. Try and guide them through this problem. And my advice to some of the children, some of the youngsters, if you do have problems at home, is try and see the innocence behind maybe what your parents are doing, the way they treat you. Because forgiveness is a very, very powerful thing. And forgiveness can clear you of all those negative thoughts towards your parents, towards your school teacher, towards society. And one of the main things you have to realize, it is your thoughts to create this negative feeling. And if you walk around in a negative feeling, your behavior in turn is going to be negative. And if your behavior is negative and your feelings are negative, this is going to play on your schooling. It's going to play on how you react to the teacher, how you react to the school system. And believe me, if you look very, very carefully, just stop and forget all the nonsense that's going around in your life. Just stop and think, what has my thoughts got to do with my behavior, with the way I feel in life? And if you really look close, thought is a very important ingredient in your life. It is thought that will guide you through life. And I said before, if your thoughts are negative, You're going to go through life negative. You're going to feel trapped. You're going to be hostile. You're going to feel that you're a loser. And this isn't so. Because I've seen lots of children and lots of young people who think they're losers, and they're not. They're actually clever. They're brilliant, some of them. And I've seen them go on to be very successful just because they realized it was their thoughts that were guiding them. And if you can learn to change your thoughts and see that your thoughts are the controlling agent of your hostile life, then I would say that you're a very lucky person, because this is where it lies. It truly does. I remember when I was a youngster, I was hostile towards my parents. I was hostile towards the school system. I was hostile towards society. Then one day I realized society, my parents, the school system, etc., if they're all wrong, well, I must be the only one that's right. Then I clued in very fast that this wasn't so. There was nothing wrong with them. It was me. It was my thoughts that were wrong. Once I realized this, society became a lot better. My schooling became a lot better. I enjoyed my school better. I got better results. I started to understand my parents better. So this is very important. Go beyond the problem you see and realize a lot of it is connected to thought. Now, I'm not saying you do or you don't have a right to have negative thoughts. I'm not saying that. I'm not judging. I am simply saying, look at the power of thought. And if you look at the power of thought and you truly see how it's related to your life, I can guarantee you will start to live a more understanding, a more loving life with a lot more aloha than you ever had before. And this is the word aloha, a love. It means love, caring, sharing. And the most important person in the world to find this aloha feeling is you. And once you find it, this is what you give away. Your reaction to life will change. It'll change from negative to positive. Your reactions towards your school teacher will change. Maybe you don't have a good school teacher, but if you can see the innocence in them, this makes all the difference in the world. It's like, not too long ago, I remember sitting with a businessman, and he was telling me all about his childhood, and his father was alcoholic, and how he'd have actual fist fights with his father when his father was drunk, and he hated him, and he disliked him. And because of this, this young kid, he went through life hating, feeling negative towards people, wanting to fight with people. And he seemed to be quite proud that he had these fist fights. And I looked at him and I thought to myself, what a shame, what a waste of a life, just because he can't see that it's his thoughts. And I turned round to him and I said, did you ever in all your life look at your father when he was drunk and when he was upset, when he was living in hell, and see that poor man was going through hell? He was living in hell, and he didn't mean what he was doing to you personally, just the way he saw life. And the person turned around to me and he started to cry, and he says, you know, I never thought of it that way. I never thought to look and see that my parents were going through hell, especially my dad. I met him about 3 months later, and I said, "How's things going?" He says, "You know, Sid, after talking to you, I realize the innocence of my dad. I realize that poor soul was going through hell. I realized it was lost. And now we're the best of friends." Me, that was beautiful to hear. Because here's a man in his 40s, for the first time in his life, getting a good relationship with his dad. Instead of going into fight with his dad, he went in with love and aloha. And his the reaction to this was the opposite than he had ever had in his life. Because when his dad saw him come in this way, his dad was disarmed. His dad was flabbergasted. And he put out his arms and hugged him and started to cry. And both of them started to cry. Because finally, they had found the love that was between them that was hidden because of negative thoughts, negative feelings. And you don't have to wait till you're 40 years of age. As a teenager, look now. Look and see that negativity creates negative behavior. Try and find that beautiful aloha feeling, that loving feeling. Go in back to your parents, see them different, and you will see a different life. And when this happens, I guarantee your school will change. You'll start to enjoy it. You'll start to enjoy life. You'll start to enjoy your friends more. You'll start to be satisfied with life. And this is the name of the game, is to try and be satisfied with life. And if you can be satisfied with life, when you meet somebody, you fall in love, again, you will have this satisfaction. But if you continue to walk around the world with negative thoughts, and you meet someone, you may temporarily drop it, but again, because of negative thoughts, dissatisfaction appears and it ruins your life. Don't let thoughts ruin your life. Be yourself. This is why the good Lord gave us a free will and the freedom of thought, to think the way you want. Not the way somebody else has told you, but the way you want. And I'm sure everybody in this world wants to live a happy, positive life. And my advice again to the school teachers who are teaching those kids, drop the negative thoughts. Drop the negative thoughts towards the student and start to look deeper and see if that student is suffering. And if that student is suffering and you see it, you have no other choice but to come in with love and understanding. And that love and understanding that you give to the student, I guarantee it will be returned. Because I know teachers who are full of love, full of the aloha. They have no trouble with so-called kids that are at risk. So-called kids that are bad, supposedly bad. All the kids love them. Now you get another teacher come in, and they're full of negativity towards those students. Immediately, the negative reaction appears. And it's student against teacher, teacher against student. And to stop this, both student and teacher have to look deeper and see that it's their thoughts that are creating the negativity with the relationship with each other. And I hope, and my truly, truly hope, any teacher, any student who hears this can look deeper and change their thoughts from negative to positive and start a brand new life. Lots of aloha and thank you.